What would happen if we had the audacity, the courage, the boldness, and the presence to lean into our edges and to grow from our core? See, in a world shaped by yesterday's leaning into tomorrow's, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. The world has shifted, and now we find ourselves in a space-time continuum where lifestyle, business, and consciousness share the same offer space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast. I'm your hostess, Lena Ski. This is a never-ending chronicle, a narrative really, designed to usher in those big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Let's get astronomical. Let's really shift the needle into flow. Once upon a time, we came into this world asking pretty much, well, some bleeding questions, some powerful questions. And the one question that stands out that feels audaciously relevant for today's episode of the Supernova Podcast is this question of, are we there yet? Have you noticed when was the last time you actually asked yourself that? Now, I'm sure it's pulsating on the edge of your feet, on the edge of your fingers, and it's there. It's ingrained into who we are and how we're trying to survive right now in a changing business, branding, marketing, economic, leadership, everything, personal, connection, intelligence, context, and so much more. But something I've noticed in that question is, even though we're meaning to ask that, what we end up asking is, are we even in the game? Are we even still here? Because let's face it, 2018, however this year has served you, whether you've been on the good side, the flip side, or whether you've been right there in the trenches, or somewhere in the middle, whatever it is, there's been this push, this compulsion, this rawness, this destructiveness, this almost monstrous feeling of, and it's not just anger, it's frustration, it's just so hard. Somehow, when the clock struck 2018, nobody sent us the fine print. Nobody like kind of threw out the email kind of going, P.S., you know, 2018, whole new caliber of game, whole new caliber of living. If you thought 2017 was tipsy and tricky and all over the show and it was going to wobble you into some sort of a decision or to take some sort of a stance or throw you out of some sort of a game, because it did that to so many people as well. It's like, that's it, I'm out. Like, and some people who even had phenomenal things going, it was like, oh, fear of success, I'm out. And then there's the fear of failure and the fear of the unknown and the fear of the truth. Fear of change. 2018 has been a force to be reckoned with. And what we forget, what I forget, what we're asked, being asked to remember is, so are we. Like, just let yourself say that. I am a force to be reckoned with. Can you actually even say it? Or do you just shrug it off like, yeah, I'm totally awesome. Yeah, I totally know how great I am in the game or things. Notice what that brings up for you. Notice any self-entitlement. Notice any denial. Notice you kind of going, I am, but the reality of it is very, very different. Because maybe I'm not playing at the top edge of my game. Maybe I'm more in my bewildered spot than I am in my sweet spot. Maybe this thing I call my business, my brand, this leading project that I want to take from just being something passionate into something permanent, maybe it just doesn't have the grit. Or maybe I just don't have the grit for it. Because we've been clenching on for dear life in 2018. We've had moments where we had to look it in the face and kind of go, whoa, I don't know about this. And there's been denial there, no doubt. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that I had to speak to, and they're like, yeah, it's just the economy. It's just the market. It's just the politics. It's just the way things are. And taking no ownership, no responsibility, no personal commitment to it. It's just like, we'll just wait for next year, and next year will be better, right? How many of you find yourself saying that? Like, we'll just ride this out for however long and figure out how to stay in the game and earn maybe not even our worth, but earn something just to meet whatever it is we have to meet. And next year, we'll come back. We'll come back with passion. We'll come back with a fight. We'll come back with all these things. And yet, each moment we choose not to do that now, our confidence is crippling. We're writing ourselves out of the game because we're asking, instead of, are we there yet? We're asking, are we even still in the game? Like, hold on. Or how did we get to May? Like, hold on. Like, seriously? It was New Year's Eve not that long ago. And yes, I'm not that bad at my time management. And I'm able to connect with the fact that we're in Tuesday again. Oops, this would be interesting if I'm wrong. But, you know, I'm able to stay in that groove and in what they say is relevant to the context of where we are, and yet we're so not here. We're so checked out. We're so trying to figure it out. And that's why I believe we need to be changing the way we're doing things. The way we're designing things, the way we're bringing ourselves into our game. And that's why I'm so excited to also launch a Braving the World, the New World game for entrepreneurs who are kind of going, okay, I'm scared. I don't know. I just want a little bit more. I just need a helping hand. Or you know what? I've got such a stellar game plan. I just need that thing, that edge to be there. Because the way I've been doing things is getting me the old results. And wherever you are on your pendulum, it's our inherent human condition to want more, to strive for more, to be more, to really grow. We want to grow. Some of us want to grow our profits. Some of us don't really want to grow our profits. Some of us say we want to grow our profits, but then end up doing things that are very counterintuitive to that. And that's another thing. That's another conversation to have. But what is that thing that we're putting out there? What is that thing we're standing for? And how are we actually going to ride ourselves back into 2018? Because it's going. It's so going. Like, I'm already having to plan my July. And I know it's right around the corner, so it doesn't feel that way out there. But that's July. That's like half the year gone. Like, I'm already being asked, what am I going to do in November? Hold on, wait. Like, I'm trying to be in this moment right now. And we write ourselves out of the moment. Because one thing we have lost is the connection to the skills that are actually relevant. We're future-proofing ourselves. Which actually means we're proofing ourselves from the future. We're actually padding ourselves up in these comfort zones rather than convenience zones, which aren't even that great because it's really about security. No, it's not even about security. It's about sense of self, right? Whew, hold on. Just let that sink in. Just let that go. Just let that resonate with you. It'll find its way into your DNA as soon as it's ready. Like, what would it be if for the rest of 2018 we could be more like the Wright brothers, the courage to pioneer new ideas? Or we could be more bold or audacious like Richard Branson and Steve Jobs? Or we could be more curious like Elon Musk? And what if for once in our life we designed to be less self-entitled like Icarus? Because a lot of us are playing the Icarus game. And he didn't turn out that good. I mean, he had the liquid gold right there, but it was his kryptonite. It was his undoing. He moved ahead way too fast, way too quickly, way too boldly. He didn't have the game. And we've seen this in civilizations as well, where we've overstepped our own, I don't want to say ambitions, but we've gone too far and civilizations have fallen. Like, whatever happened to Egypt, really? You know, it was this opulent, beautiful place, and now it's an Egypt of memories and of tombs. Still amazingly built and long-lasting, and still very much in the game, and still very much making an impression around the world. Or are they? Have we lost our connection to greatness? Have we lost our connection to the things we're putting out there? The kind of entrepreneur that we really want to be? What we need to embody to do the things we actually need to be in this world? That's a whole lot of questions to sit and percolate with, but I totally believe that the age of incubators is over and it's the age of percolators. We need to be letting things infuse and fuse through us and emerge. We need to trust the seed, not the form. We need to come back to simplicity. We need to come back to the essence of the actual skills that aren't going to just get us clutching on for 2018 or maybe getting to 2020, but the skills that will keep us relevant, bold, audacious, human, because we need to be designing businesses that are human if we're going to still be playing the game we're playing. If that piques your interest, if you're looking to embody what it is that you do and step into a support circle that allows you to do that, I've got just the masterclass for it. Head on over to theglobalmovementsummit.com and you'll see a tab at the very top saying new masterclass, sign up here, and it's got all the details there. There's a free discovery session so we could just connect and talk and find out, like, are you actually writing yourself into the year, and what is it that you actually want to be creating, and what is it that you're actually designing for? Because we're so good at default and we're not that good and not that hot at design. And actually, design is one of the most fundamental skill sets that you need to learn, but not in the sense of like graphic design or going back and having a social media degree put onto your face, your CV or your resume or onto your website. It's a whole other gameplay. And she's infinite. It's a whole other skill set to be relevant and luminous in an ever-changing environment. To stand for that thing. To be in the core, to look 2018 in the face, to look 2019 in the face, to look 2030 in the face, and kind of go, you know what? I'm here. And I'm going to plant myself right here, because this is the best place to plant myself. And I'm going to stay aware and open to what's emerging, what's rising, what's actually going to push my needle into flow. So this mastermind program that I'm launching is a 10-week think and feel pod. And I've designed it like that because think tanks are just designed to shut up the world and destroy everything anyway. And there's no humanity in just thinking. There's no embodiment or translation in just strategy. You've got to actually take a plan and make it human, make it embodiable, make it actionable, which is a very different skill set. It's not a tick list anymore. It's so much more. And over this 10-week program, we'll be looking at what's been emerging as the leading changes in the way we do business, the way we show up, the way we meet our moment, who we need to embody, and what do we need to be in this game. So head on over to theglobalmovementsummit.com and I'll be sending out some more information about that as the week evolves, because if we're asking, are we there yet? Or if we're asking, am I still in the game yet? Maybe the question we now need to be asking is this the time to make a difference in my life? Ooh, whoa, 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 big question. Like, is this the time to make a difference in my life? And I know we're going through so many things. Again, like, there's things that need to happen, and there's kids, and there's all these other things that we might be doing, or there's ideas, and time is so precious. It's such a commodity these days. But I'm not asking that. I'm asking, are you actually making time for the thing you say that actually matters the most to you? The thing that's going to make the biggest dent in your world and the world around you? Are you really willing to be that audacious to step in and kind of go, okay, I've been holding on, and now I'm going to just shift gears and step into cruise control, because I deserve cruise control. You deserve cruise control. We deserve cruise control. So, if you're interested in finding out the skill sets of the future, what it actually means to be the emerging entrepreneur, what we actually are measuring in business, and secrets about your industry that are going to really place you in a really, really, really sexy way, and what's your fascination, and how do you put your best, most luminous foot forward, and how do you handle and deal and be supported through the changes that need to be happening for us to be doing the work that we're actually doing. So, here's to stopping to hijack what it is we're up for. Here's to stop writing ourselves out of the equation. Here's to stop proofing ourselves and padding ourselves away from the thing that we're actually doing. Like, we make it inaccessible to ourselves, and then we wonder, like, why can't anybody else access it? Well, hello. What if the questions have changed? Find out that and all the new questions on the flip side. Head on over to theglobalmovementsummit.com and check out our new masterclass, and connect with me for a free discovery session to just find out if you're leading on the edge and if you're ready to be stepping into your truest game, and if you have what it takes to do it, because I totally believe in you. It's simpler than we imagine it to be, but we're looking at all the wrong things and we're measuring all the wrong things. So here's your realignment pack on how to brave this whole new world and keep yourself relevant instead of becoming redundant, reusable, and totally tossable. So there you have it. There's no more room at the edge of maybe. Maybes have been taken up and scrapped off the list, because we're not just in business to create products or services. You're in business to create openings, shape connections, and establish engagement. And this is your exact chance to find your opening, to take a step in, to get bold, to get daring, and to have that presence to follow your bliss, to follow that uniqueness that you bring into the world and let the world know. To step into the new class of emerging and share your genius. This has been Lena Ski for the Supernova Podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation or you want to find out more, head on over to my personal site, which is lenaski.com. Or if you're ready to get a little bit more moonshot, if you're ready to get a whole lot more magnetic, exponential, evolutionary, and intuitively design the business, the products, the services, and the talents that you're here to deliver to this world, you're gonna love theglobalmovementsummit.com. See you there.